Welcome to our deep dive, and today we're going to be talking all about unlocking self-confidence using NLP.
NLP.
Yeah. Have you heard of this before?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I know a little bit about it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be exploring this article, and it's called How to Boost Your Self-Confidence with Neuro-Linguistic Programming NLP Techniques. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, NLP, that sounds kind of complicated, but trust me, it's all about understanding the connection between language and neurology and behavior and how to use that to kind of change your thoughts and your actions.
Yeah, for the better.
For the better.
It's really about recognizing that our minds create these maps of the world based on our experiences. And those maps, you know, those maps filter how we see everything.
So you're saying that those mental maps, they actually shape our reality.
Exactly. Like if your mental map is full of self-doubt, that's what you're going to project outwards.
I see.
So NLP techniques can help us to redraw those maps to be more empowering.
Interesting.
Like, for example, imagine someone who has always thought they were bad at public speaking. NLP can help to reframe that to, I'm learning to be a better speaker.
Yeah.
And so that can open up a whole new world of possibilities.
That's a really practical example, because instead of feeling stuck with that negative belief, you're actively choosing to have a more positive and proactive perspective.
Right.
It makes you think, doesn't it? How often do we unknowingly limit ourselves with our own thoughts?
All the time. And that's where NLP can come
in. Yeah, NLP comes in.
It's like spring cleaning for your mind.
Oh.
You identify those limiting beliefs that hold you back, those, you know, I'm not good enough or I'll never succeed thoughts, and you replace them with more positive ones.
Okay, so let's say I've got these negative thoughts swirling around in my brain.
Yeah.
How does NLP actually help me silence those voices and replace them with, say, I am capable, or, you know, I deserve success?
Yeah.
Are we talking about affirmations here?
You got affirmations are a key technique in NLP, and it's about repeatedly stating positive beliefs about yourself.
Okay.
Almost like you're reprogramming your subconscious. It's not about denying reality. Okay. It's about choosing to have a more empowering perspective.
What if those affirmations feel fake at first? Like, how do you get your mind to actually believe those statements?
It's all about consistency.
Consistency.
And think of it like physical exercise. You wouldn't expect to run a marathon after one day of training.
Right.
Similarly with affirmations, it's the consistent repetition that will rewire your brain.
Mm-hmm.
To start to believe those positive statements. And you're essentially creating a self-fulfilling prophecy.
So it's about training your mind to focus on your strengths rather than dwelling on those perceived weaknesses.
Exactly. And the article even provided some specific examples that you can try.
Oh, okay. Like,
I am successful, or I am powerful.
I love how practical that is. Just imagine the shift in your mindset if you started incorporating these affirmations into your daily routine.
Yeah, it can be transformative.
Yeah.
And there's another powerful technique that's called reframing.
Reframe.
And that's about shifting your perspective on a situation, even those really challenging ones.
Okay.
And looking for those positive aspects or the lessons learned.
So instead of dwelling on a setback, you might ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Or how can I use this to, you know, grow stronger?
Precisely. Reframing helps you turn those perceived failures into opportunities for growth and for learning, which builds resilience and, yes, more self-confidence.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
Mm.
Let's say you didn't get a job that you really wanted.
Yeah.
A negative frame might be, I'm a failure. I'll never get my dream job.
Oh, we've all been there, I think.
But a reframed perspective could be, this wasn't the right fit, but it brings me one step closer to finding the perfect opportunity.
That's a much more empowering way to look at it. You know, it takes the sting out of, you know, those setbacks.
Yeah.
But reframing isn't the only technique that NLP offers, right?
Right.
What about this rapport building that the article mentioned?
Rapport building. That's another cornerstone of NLP.
Okay.
Particularly for improving communication and relationships.
Okay, so how does that actually work? How do you build rapport using NLP?
It involves consciously creating a sense of connection and understanding with others.
Okay.
And you can achieve this by mirroring their body language, matching their tone of voice, and truly listening to understand their perspective.
Okay.
It can make a world of difference in how people perceive you and respond to you.
So we'll dig into this a bit more next time.
Yes, we will.
Along with other specific techniques to really amp up your confidence.
Sounds good.
Welcome back to our deep dive all about NLP and how we can use it to boost self-confidence.
Yeah.
Last time we were talking about this thing called rapport building.
Yes.
And I'm really fascinated by this and would love to explore it further.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite aspects of NLP. Rapport isn't just about, you know, being charming or agreeable. It's about really making that genuine connection with someone.
Yeah.
And NLP gives you the tools to do that more effectively.
Okay, so give me some practical tips. Like, how can I actually use NLP to build those stronger connections with people?
Okay, so let's say you're meeting someone for the first time.
Okay.
Pay attention to their body language. Are they leaning forward? Are their arms crossed? What kind of gestures are they using?
Okay.
Subtly mirroring those behaviors can create a subconscious sense of connection.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not about mimicking them exactly, but more about finding like a natural alignment with them.
Exactly. It's about finding that natural rhythm in the conversation. And you can also match their tone of voice and the pace at which they speak.
Uh-huh.
It creates this feeling of being in sync, like you're on the same wavelength.
So by paying attention to these subtle cues, you can actually influence how people perceive you.
Absolutely. And it's not about manipulation. It's about, you know, creating a more harmonious and understanding dynamic.
Okay.
Active listening is also crucial.
Active listening.
Yeah, it's not just about hearing the words. It's about really understanding the message behind them.
I see.
When you demonstrate that you're truly listening, people feel seen and valued.
That makes a lot of sense. So rapport building is about using these techniques to create that genuine sense of connection and understanding,
right,
which in turn can actually boost your confidence in social situations.
Precisely. And remember, these NLP techniques are all interconnected. When you feel more confident, you're more likely to build rapport easily, and vice versa.
It's like a positive feedback loop.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm ready to kind of dive into some other techniques we can use to amp up our confidence.
Okay.
We touched upon affirmations and reframing last time.
Yes.
Anything else we can kind of add to our NLP toolkit?
Well, the article mentioned a technique called anchoring.
Anchoring.
Yeah, it's a fascinating way to create an instant boost of confidence whenever you need it.
That sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
Okay, so yeah. Think of a time when you felt incredibly confident. Maybe you nailed a presentation, or you aced an exam, or you received, you know, just a fantastic compliment.
Okay.
Really tap into that memory.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see, hear, and feel in that moment? Now choose a simple physical gesture, like touching your thumb and forefinger together or pressing your palm against your chest. Anything that feels right for you.
Okay.
While you're vividly reliving that confident moment, perform that gesture repeatedly.
Okay.
You're essentially anchoring that feeling of confidence to that specific gesture.
So whenever you need a confidence boost, you can just perform that anchor and instantly access those empowering feelings.
Exactly. It's like having a secret weapon.
Wow.
But it might feel a bit unusual at first. But the more you practice, the more powerful the anchor becomes. It's like creating a mental shortcut.
A mental shortcut.
To a positive state of mind.
That's amazing. I can't wait to try this.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we can do to kind of cultivate this self-confidence using NLP?
The key is to experiment with these techniques and find what works best for you. Some people resonate more with affirmations. Others find reframing to be their go-to tool. It's about exploring and personalizing these techniques to fit your own unique needs.
So it's about becoming your own mental coach. Okay, so we've covered rapport building, anchoring affirmations, and reframing. Are there any other specific examples from the article we can share with our listeners?
One more technique that stood out to me was visualization.
Visualization.
It's similar to anchoring. But instead of focusing on a past experience, you're creating a vivid mental image of yourself succeeding in a future scenario.
Okay.
Let's say you're nervous about an upcoming job interview.
Oh, I can definitely relate to that. You know, those pre-interview jitters.
Exactly. So yeah. With visualization, you would close your eyes and imagine yourself walking into that interview room feeling calm, confident, and prepared. You see yourself answering the questions eloquently, making eye contact with the interviewer, feeling a sense of ease throughout the entire conversation.
So you're essentially rehearsing for success in your mind.
Precisely. By repeatedly visualizing that successful outcome, you're training your brain to believe that it's possible, which can significantly boost your confidence when the actual event arrives.
This is also empowering. It feels like NLP gives you the tools to kind of take control of your thoughts and your actions in a way I never really thought possible.
Absolutely.
But how do we know these techniques actually work?
Well, NLP has been around for decades.
Yeah.
And its principles are rooted in psychology and linguistics.
Okay.
There's a growing body of research that supports its effectiveness in personal and professional development.
Mm.
But ultimately, the best way to know if it works is to try it for yourself.
Yeah.
Experiment with these techniques, be consistent, and see what kind of transformations you can create in your life.
It's like learning a new language.
Yeah.
The language of self-empowerment.
I love that analogy.
Yeah. And with practice, it becomes more natural and more fluent.
It's about understanding the power of your mind and harnessing it to create the life that you want.
Welcome back to our final part of our NLP deep dive. It's been incredible how much we've covered, from affirmations and reframing to anchoring and visualization. It really feels like we've unlocked a whole new level of understanding about, you know, the power of our minds.
And remember, we're just scratching the surface here. NLP is such a vast and fascinating field.
Right.
But the beauty is that you can start applying these techniques right away.
Mm.
You know, it's not about becoming an NLP expert overnight. It's about taking those small steps.
Yeah.
Those little tweaks to your thinking, your behavior, and seeing those ripple effects that they create.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because throughout this whole deep dive, I keep thinking back to something you said earlier about how NLP can be applied to so many different areas of life, not just self-confidence.
Absolutely. That's what makes it so powerful. Those core principles of understanding how our thoughts and our language and behaviors are all intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those can be applied to improve communication, to build stronger relationships, to overcome fears. You name it.
So it's like a master key that can unlock all sorts of potential.
Exactly.
I'm curious, though, how does NLP actually help with problem solving?
Think back to that concept of reframing. It's not just for dealing with setbacks. It can also help you to break free from those limiting beliefs that prevent you from seeing the solutions.
Okay.
So let's say you're facing a challenge at work.
Yeah.
Instead of getting stuck in that this is impossible mindset, you can use NLP to reframe the problem, to look at it from different angles and uncover those new possibilities.
So you're essentially training yourself to become a more flexible and resourceful thinker.
Right.
It's like saying, okay, this is the situation, but what are the different ways that I can approach this?
Exactly. It's about asking yourself those empowering questions instead of saying, why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
You say, what can I learn from this? Or what resources do I have available to help me overcome this?
Yeah, those questions can really shift your perspective.
Right.
It's like you're taking control of the situation rather than letting the situation control you.
And that's what NLP is all about, empowering yourself to become the architect of your own experience. Whether you're looking to boost your self-confidence, improve your communication skills, or navigate those challenges more effectively, NLP provides you with a framework, a set of tools to create that positive change.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
Yeah.
And I know our listeners are probably buzzing with all these ideas and eager to start applying these techniques to their own lives.
And that's what I love most about sharing this knowledge, is it's not just theoretical, it's practical.
Mm.
It's about taking those insights and transforming them into action.
Yes.
So as we wrap up, I'd like to leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question to ponder.
Okay.
If you could redraw your mental map in any way to boost your self-confidence, what would you change?
Mm.
What beliefs would you challenge? What new perspectives would you embrace?
That's such a powerful question. It really challenges us to examine those limiting beliefs and to envision a more empowered version of ourselves.
Remember, you have the tools within you to make those changes. Explore NLP, further practice these techniques, and watch your self-confidence soar.
Thank you so much for joining us on this incredible journey into the world of NLP. If you're looking to unlock your full potential, NLP just might be the key. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and those mental maps evolving.